Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Thursday, March 5th, and you're listening to the big call. Appreciate you tuning in, everybody, again, wherever you're located around the globe. And we're looking forward to having a really good call tonight. And I just got off the phone and got a little bit more of an intel update. So let's just go ahead and pray the call in. And then I can't wait to see what Sue has found for us in the way of a teaching tonight. So here we go. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we are in a good place to receive. Our arms are open to receive the blessing, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over, should God and man give into our bosom that we might have to give again. And thank you that we can become a conduit, Lord God, for the Spirit of God, for the resources of God, for the Word of God in us, through us, and throughout the universe. We thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, it's that special time again for your teaching. Let's see what you have found for us tonight.
I'm reflecting on a teacher that would call that a form of beckoning. And this is going to be a wonderful teaching for everyone at this time, I hope. And it's called Moving Out of Survival. My favorite invitation of Jesus comes to us via Matthew's Gospel. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Do you feel worried? What about burdened? Anybody feel a bone-deep tiredness? Not just in your mind or body, but in your soul? If so, you're not alone. Jesus invites us, all of us, to take up the easy yoke. He has an offer to all. An easy way to shoulder the weight of life with his triumvirate of love, joy, and peace. As Eugene Peterson translated Jesus' iconic line, to live freely and lightly. What if the secret to a happy life, and it is a secret, an open one, but a secret nonetheless, how else do so few people know it? What if the secret isn't out there, but much closer to home? What if all you had to do was slow down long enough for the merry-go-round blur of life to come into focus? What if the secret to the life we crave is actually easy? Now, let me clarify a few things before we begin. First, I'm not you. While glaringly obvious, it needs to be said. I'm guessing this anti-hurry manifesto will grate on some of you. It did on me at first. It exposes the deep ache in all of us for a life that is different from the one we're currently living. The temptation will be to write me off as an unrealistic or out of touch, in italics. He has no idea what it's like to be a single mom working two jobs, just trying to pay off debt and make rent each week. You're right, I don't. He's woefully out of touch with life as an executive in the social Darwinism of the marketplace. That might be true. He doesn't get what it's like in my city, neighborhood, generation. I might not. I simply ask you to hear me out. Secondly, I'm not Jesus, just one of his many apprentices who have been at it for a while. Again, obvious. My agenda for our time together is simple. To pass on some of the best things I've learned from sitting at the feet of the Master, a man whose closest friends all said he was anointed with the oil of joy more than any of his companions. My translation? He was the happiest person alive. Most of us don't even think to look to Jesus for advice on how to be happy. For that, we would look to the Dalai Lama or a local mindfulness studio or Tal Ben Shahar's positive psychology class at Harvard. They all have good things to say, and for that I'm grateful. But Jesus is in a class of his own. Hold him up against any teacher, tradition, or philosophy, from Socrates to the Buddha to Nietzsche. For me, Jesus remains the most brilliant, most insightful, most thought-provoking teacher to ever walk the earth. If you want a quick fix, or three-step formula, if you're tired of life as you know it, if you have a sneaking suspicion that there might be a better way to be human, that you might be missing the whole point, that the metrics for success our culture handed you might be skewed, that said success might turn out to look a lot like failure, above all, if your time has come and you're ready to go on a counterintuitive and very countercultural journey to explore your soul in the reality of the kingdom, and now I'm going to add to it, stay here with us on the big call and understand we're all rewriting the story of what is possible living heaven on earth right now. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I liked your addendum at the end. Interesting teaching. I would not compare Jesus with anyone else on earth that's a teacher. Some people, when Jesus asks, who do people say that I am, when he asked it of his disciples, some say you're Elijah, the prophet. Some say you're this great rabbi. Some say you're this and that. Yes, but who is it that you say that I am, Peter? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then Jesus responded, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. It's pretty important to understand that Jesus was far more than a rabbi, a teacher. He was prophetic. He did teach, but he was the God-man. He was the Son of the living God, the begotten Son, one of the three parts of a triune God. He was the creator of all things, on earth and outside the earth. He was God in the flesh. And it's just amazing to me, once you really grab hold of who Jesus is and was, it's amazing. You'll never call him just a teacher. No way. And not if you know him. Not if you know who he really is. That teaching, Sue, had some very interesting things, and I really liked the part where it talked about, I think it was early on where you mentioned, you know, have you ever been bone tired? We've used that expression. I'm bone tired. And it's something that fatigue has affected a lot of people. A lot of people you meet today, they're just doing too much. They don't have their day quite regulated enough. They don't have enough boundaries up so that when people ask, hey, will you do this? Will you do that? Will you do this? They have trouble saying no. Sometimes you have to say no. I learned that lesson a long time ago. Sometimes you just have to be able to say no. Or you'll be asked to do a little of everything. And to be fully regulated, you need to have boundaries. And you need rest. And Bob knows all this, and we've all talked about it. Sue, you know, you've got to have sleep, good nutrition, proper diet, exercise to be healthy. And then that's just basically the outer. That's not talking about the inside, the spirit person in you, or the soul, which is mind, will, and emotions of a person is their soul. So what I thought was interesting was when it comes to fatigue, you know, Jesus says, you know, hand it over to me. Just like you said, Sue, you know, cast your burden on me, for my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Well, that means like if two oxen are pulling, you know, one pulls, the other pulls, they pull evenly. But Jesus says, my burden is light. You know? In other words, when you're equally yoked with Jesus the Christ, you know, he will do most of the pulling for you. You're along. You have to do something. You have to do your part. But your load is much, much lighter. And it's important that we do that, and that we realize that when we participate and we hand something over to Jesus, and we hand it over to him because it's too much, or we think it can't take it any longer, or when is this going to happen, or whatever, you've got to just hand it over to God and let him take it. Let Jesus take it. It's kind of like that song that Carrie Underwood wrote, Jesus, take the wheel. There are times when Jesus, and we don't recommend doing this when you're driving, but there are times when you need that kind of help. And say, Jesus, will you help me with this? Will you take the wheel? He gladly will take it because he said to do it. He said to do it. Sometimes, even as believers, we don't ask for help. Or we're afraid to ask somebody to help us in a situation. But we know that we can't do everything by ourselves. We do need some help from time to time. It's okay to ask for it. Sue, I thought you had a really good teaching tonight, and I thought we could learn something from it. And I know that there's more, and Bob's going to pull it out. But I really think if this can be a very difficult time, and I would recommend that everybody be in a position to pray and to ask God to help you through the day if you need it. In fact, God wants you to communicate with him. You know, that's where the Bible says, you know, pray constantly or pray continuously or pray without ceasing. That same language, meaning God does care about even little things in our lives. He does care, and we can share those things and be in conversation with God. I think that I recommend that we do that. And that's what I got out of the teaching so far, Sue. Thank you for it. I really appreciate it. Bob?
You're welcome.
What would you say about this teaching? How did it affect you? And I would love a good Bob story about now.
No, I just, it never ceases to amaze me when you hear these teachings and your commentary, Bruce, and to think how profound the teaching is, even though it's coming from teachings that were first given to us over 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And talk about enduring. We get to sit here on the 5th of March, 2026, and bask in the beauty and the comfort of a story that the original teachings came from so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like we're living in the twilight zone, and that an endearing presence, an endearing spirit from so long ago could still live here in the ether, and all we have to do is speak the words about what he encouraged us to be, encouraged us to do, when he encouraged us to lean on him. And he, even though his physical body is not here anymore, we can still lean on him just with a thought. And, you know, we can choose at, on any given moment of any day to be filled with that spirit, with joy and happiness and gratitude, and we can go through the day being capable of asking ourselves and catching ourselves and asking, you know, am I now of the spirit? Am I in the spirit, or am I in this survival mode? And can I move out of that survival mode? And you know, if we have a vision, which can come about from listening to these types of teachings, and we have a vision and a feeling and a really deep sense of what it's like to be filled with the Spirit, then we can linger in it for a long time and give thanks and gratitude for it. And as we notice, you know, throughout the day, we can ask, you know, who am I right now? How am I right now? And we can go to that place that we spent time cultivating, to that place of Christ consciousness, and find that safe haven in Christ. And day after day, we can still, you know, do this freely. There's no end to it. There's no using up of the supply of Christ's love. And from hour to hour, we can choose to be there, and we can rejoice. And we can rejoice to the point where we can hear the angels, you know, singing his praises. And through these types of teachings and meditating on it, we can certainly be free. Free from from that worry, free from burdens and the fatigue you mentioned, Bruce, and free from our restless minds, which is what gives rise to those worries. And we can live out our whole life, you know, from now on. We can choose right here tonight, with the wisdom in this teaching, to be free and to know that the power of Christ is always there for us to depend on.
That's good, Bob. I love that. I think that's a great commentary on this teaching, Bob. I really appreciate it.
You know,
he who the Lord has set free is free indeed. And that's who we are. And our freedom is in Christ. That was really good, Bob. I appreciate that. Sue, this was a wonderful teaching, I thought. In different aspects of it, were better than others, but I really enjoyed it, and I hope that our commentary was sufficient. What would your comments be about this teaching?
Well, I chose this teaching because I think it really exists in many believers, and it's about slowing down, which is what we do when we come here. It's about letting ourselves and learning how we can rest in Christ. And I want to sort of comment, he wasn't comparing Christ or calling him a teacher. He was just saying a lot of people get, you know, some ideas from all these other places, but Christ is the best.
Yeah.
And to me, I love how Bob creates a poetic tapestry. And I love what you said, Bruce. And now I'm going to highlight something, because I think this is going to be a time when owning our identity, remembering our identity. So as you were saying, you know, Christ is the Son of the living God. And when you were saying that, I was seeing God, I was seeing Christ standing in front of all of us. And then I heard him saying, because, and this is where I hope everybody will go to this place, but I think Christ wanted us in relationship with him, and he wanted us to recognize who he was so that we could recognize who we are. He wouldn't have said, these things and greater will you do. So I think now is the time when we're remembering and going to the parts of us that Christ says, do you see who you are? You see me. But he's turning to us and saying, remember who you are. He wouldn't have said those words and commanded us to speak to mountains if that's not who we were. And so, to me, that is the union of the physical and the spiritual, the masculine and the feminine. That's the point we're at, is to own our spiritual identity and raise our self-worth. Raise our self-worth so we're realizing that Christ is looking at us just like he didn't want to see, you know, people not believing they could walk across water. Think about that. He wasn't teaching just to worship him. He was saying, these are the things I want you to believe you can do. And you don't get that by always directing your attention out. You've got to bring that back into your identity. Otherwise, all of your energy is going out, and you're not saying, wait a minute. He was saying, I could do this too. He was trying to teach us who we really are with him in union. And that's where the spiritual and the material, the masculine and the feminine, the outer and the inner, that's what we're being called to do powerfully. When we have the resources and you don't have to be worrying about what outside of you is controlling you, you're sovereign in Christ. And he's asking us to use this window as an opportunity to own that before this even happens. That's my take on it.
That's good, Sue. I like that. It does help when you know who you are in Christ. Position.
Yes.
It makes a big difference. And I think that there's a lot of truth in what you just said. There really is. And I appreciate that. And thank you, Bob, for your viewpoint on the teaching. And thank you, Sue, for bringing this teaching out. And we could go on and comment on it all night if we wanted to. I know I could. We'd go in different directions. But, you know, I just think it's important that we do slow down, and that when we find ourselves overwhelmed, we can take it and hand it over. We can take a full problem and release it. Just let it go. Let it go, give it to God, and then let him deal with it. You know, let him work it out. He'll work all things together for good.
I mean, we're in such an, and I'll just make this a short comment. We're in such an interesting period of time. Think about who Christ was 2,000 years ago, and that frequency, that connection, that being is ever present with us now, but we just have a few things that would help that enter into our lives more deeply. And that's going to be letting your nervous system come into deeper rest. That's going to be taking care of your nutrition. We got that covered with Bob. It's going to be about designing the things that take you out of walking as Christ did. And we've never had that opportunity until what we can start to practice today. And so most people are just, oh, that's the way life is. Oh, I've got to text this, do this. They've never consciously designed their life. They've never they just think because they see everybody else running around and being scattered and busy and fragmented.
That's what they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
Yep.
So you don't have any models. And if you're holding peace and if you're holding Christ, you're going to feel weird to those people, and you may sabotage yourself because you're not resonating with them. Well, you better start practicing now so you don't have to practice under pressure.
That's right. That's true. That's good. And go ahead and create some boundaries. Put up some boundaries where you need to. And be able to say no effectively. No. No thank you. Not now. Not ever. Whatever it is, you know. Be firm. But be kind. Be kind. All right, Sue, that was really good. Thank you for that teaching. Let's move into our prayer and praise time, and let's see what has come in.
What has landed.
Today. Yeah, what's landed.
This is from Pastor Scott, and tonight's word is a personal one. My youngest daughter's boyfriend just broke up with her. I was just thinking, and I saw next what my question was. She's devastated, talking self-harm stuff. I've never seen her hurt so much. She's 17, and it's her first love, but I need prayers for my family. Her siblings have all stepped up to comfort her. She actually tried to cut herself. I'm rebuking Satan. Spent all day in prayer and meditation. Big call, universe, help us. Please help us. Love you all. Be blessed. Pastor Scott. Okay, so Pastor Scott, I'm going to give you a tip, and then we're going to say a prayer. If you could go to her and maybe go for a walk outside in nature, so you're not indoors processing this, and say, acknowledge her heart and just say, do you realize that if somebody leaves somebody like you, it may not look like it, but you are being blessed and protected. It is not about your worth. It's about they couldn't recognize the magnificence of who you are, that this is probably your biggest blessing ever. Unfortunately, the feminine has been conditioned, everyone has been conditioned to let something outside of them define their worth. That's the lie we're walking out of. The lie. So ask her and say, do you realize millions of people prayed for you because they actually knew who you were? And you were this catalyst for who knows how many millions of people that were saying, oh, I didn't get my job, or somebody's not here, or this abandoned me, or whatever. Everybody got a healing because of you. That's the inversion that said love is outside of you. She's all perfect love, and coming from you, Pastor Scott. So here's our prayer. May your entire family May your daughter, may this whole situation be the most miraculous blessing of bringing all of her Christed energy back to herself. All of her energy, new energy, glowing in Christ, putting her on the throne of her divinity, claiming who she is, that everyone in your family does that. She's about to step into the most glorious spiritual evolution of her identity she's ever experienced. And while she may be feeling grief, understandable, her beauty, her sovereignty, her heart in Christ is so intact that we see everybody in the family healed, restored, and blessed in Jesus' name, and say amen.
That's it. Amen and amen. That's good.
Interesting emails. Thank you, everybody who's emailing me while I'm on the call.
Yeah, please don't do that anymore. Please don't do that.
I love how I could go from
Bob.
A really deep. I wonder if Bob is like smiling because he sees me go from a deep, intense prayer like into amusement. Okay, and you too.
I'm envisioning Bob going to grab his putter and do a little night putting on
the
carpet.
Yeah, he's just going, oh, just another day on the big call, an evening on the big call. Just
night putting.
No saving souls here. Nope. Let's see.
About that.
Let's do prayers. Now I'm getting... Let's see. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Do everything in love. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Paul urging believers to remain vigilant, steadfast in their beliefs, brave in the face of challenges, and spiritually strong. Pray. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners, for all their prayer requests, especially health and finance issues and love issues. I just added that, Jeannie. We're praying for the 6 U.S. service members that have been killed during the ongoing military operations. Let's always make it about relationship issues. Those are prayers that are really needed. We're praying for the 6 U.S. service members that have been killed during the ongoing military operations against Iran and their families. RIP, God bless. Freedom comes at a high price. Praying that the Operation Epic Fury is quick and successful, also for a peaceful regime change, for this RV blessing to come to fruition and the 800 numbers, MedBeds ASAP, Debt Forgiveness Jubilee, R&R, Social Security increases, tariff checks, world peace. The more that you read, the more things you will know. The more that you learn, the more places you'll go. Dr. Seuss. That's so good.
Green eggs and ham.
This is long. Okay, so I'm going to bring this to the next to Tuesday. So it's a little long. And I want to close with something that we're going to do a prayer together. And I got an opportunity to speak with someone that was a conflict analyst. And I noticed that when I was watching and looking, just checking on what the status was with the wars, it's a very, very, for all of us, and spiritual people are sensitive, sincere people. And if you start putting your attention on that, you're basically downloading the problem into your system.
Mm-hmm.
So think of it like every time we pray, I fell a month or so ago, and I was like, okay, when is it going to heal? When is it? And I had to read and research, like Jeannie was saying, that, like in the first 2 or 3 days, is when your body is fighting a war. So when I spoke to this conflict analyst, he said, Sue, and he's worked on major wars in the past, he said, think of it like a disease, very spiritual guy. In the first few days, it's like you can't see all the cells that are rushing to help the injury. You're just in the middle of the conflict. And he said, you want to be looking, and right now, he goes, the first 2 days we were at, I said, on a 0 to 10, where are we? And he said, we were at like a 1 or 2. He goes, the back channels, this is like the healing white cells. You can't see that there are channels right now that are talking to and working on the conflict. All you see and all your people see, I said, I'm on a call. I didn't say which call. I didn't say how big. He said, all they see is what the news feeds on. I got disgusted today, actually, with, like, if you look at any of that stuff, it's people with the worst faces. It's just all it's doing is pulling on you and putting fear into your nervous system. Now, this is up to you, but here's the plan. Look for, he said, here's your strategy. You're looking for de-escalation language. So right now, we're going to pray that we're looking and we're sending our energy 2 or 3 times a day. We're a huge, powerful community. And this has been tested at Princeton with the Global Consciousness Project, where they studied how people coming together with an intention can influence outcomes. So we're going to pray that we see all the diplomats, all the channels of peace, all the people that are working in the background. We are sending them so much love, so much strength, so much power in Christ. And we're seeing that we're seeing them in the rooms, and we're seeing them helping people, and we see the guns being laid down, as Bruce said. We're seeing it stops. You're not going to see that in the news, and you can't, if you keep feeding yourself the news, you're making yourself sick. You're making the situation sick. We need to be conscious. We need to be Christ-focused. And we need to flow our energy to seeing those people who are working on peace, making steps, like seeing it getting better and better every day. You're not seeing that it's being contained because they don't want you. They can't, because they've got the powers that are still fighting have to be blustery, 2 roosters in the yard, 3, 4, 5 roosters in the yard. We need to see a blanket of our energy just soothing that whole thing down, and then the arms get put down. You could see them going to sleep with, this is too much. You could see them, you could, whatever you want to do, make up your own prayer. But you need to see that, bless that, and send that intention to that whole region and across the world. So everybody is soothed. Everybody moves to rest. That's real Christ in action. In Jesus' name, we see it healed. We see the guns laid down. And we see the whole world moving forward into the era of peace in the golden age.
Yep.
What's that?
That's good. And we see a resolution to the government of Iran with an all new approach to democracy, to people gaining their freedom, to Christianity flooding through what's already a Christian church in Iran.
Yes.
Yes.
Really making a difference. And that Sharia law goes away in that country.
Yes.
Throughout Islam. Because it's devastating to women. And
yes.
It's absolutely the worst possible thing that can happen to women. And there's all kinds of graphic examples of why that we won't go into. But I am, like you, Sue, looking for resolution and looking for them to lay their arms down and to recognize their defeat, their surrender, is really moving toward their freedom, toward freedom, toward sovereignty, toward a new life. It's really what we want to see for the people of Iran. And we know we have the Peshmerga, we've got the Kurdish people that are helping with the ground war on the ground, helping, and I know we have some of our special operators over there as well, and we just pray that that would be resolved and that type of government goes away and a new one is formed with benefit to the people. So Sue, that was good. Was that the only, were those the only prayer requests we had?
Yeah.
Pastor Scott
yeah.
and Jeannie? Okay.
Jeannie and the prayer.
Thank you, Jeannie. Yep, and the prayer that you made. Very nice, Sue. Thank you for that. Very well. And now, Sue, this is a special segment for you tonight. They're all special. Tell us what you have in mind and if you have an offering again for us tonight.
I actually have two.
Ooh,
two different good. Formats. And very
wow.
exciting. So the pod, those are the people that have been to many of these NADA classes. But we're moving from the NADA class era to the Sovereign Advantage era. And so I'm going to tell you what that is, and I'm going to tell you the two opportunities you have. It's just like our teaching, move into greater rest, greater clarity, and how to drop the overload and overwhelm that may be in your life right now. And if you're like most of the people out there, they're like, how could I do anything bigger than I have right now? I'm quote-unquote bone tired. So I'm going to read these testimonials. Sue, my wife and I listened to the first class of new teams. We both worked in HR for our careers, and your insights take it to a whole new level. We can already see how this will change the way we make decisions. We're both feeling a lot less stressed, and as you say in the class, imagine what that will do for our decisions. With great respect, James and Eileen. Here's another one. And J&K, I'm going to take out a few things, so I'm editing a little bit. Ken and I have a strategic plan on different team members for different aspects of different plans. After our NADA class 10, you reaffirmed something now very strategic in our future teams. Having an attorney to work with on different aspects of hiring new team members and having them with us as they're being considered. Let me see, do I want to say, Sue, we always felt we were ready. Each class you have added more to creating more of a sovereign life, to gifting humanity for hundreds of years. Healthy blessings, J and K. That's
and Leo.
I know that. And Leo, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for being so insightful and forward-leaning with options that truly prepare us, transform us, and successfully launch us as humanitarians. We're living in a time when light, love, understanding, and presence are going to be critical,
We feel ready to respond when called, whether as your faithful students or as earnest humanitarians or both. All systems are go. Kat. Thank you, Kat. Not K-A-T-T, another cat. She's probably listening.
Oh, okay.
We have two cats.
A different cat.
Yeah. You love that word. It's a trigger positive word. So here's the question I want to ask, and a lot of people don't know this, really. What if the greatest advantage in your future is going to be able to see clearly before everyone else does? What if leadership isn't going to be about reacting faster, but perceiving deeper and earlier? The most effective people in high-stakes environments train themselves before that moment arrives. Emergency teams train before the crisis. Medical people, military generals. So their nervous system isn't trying to process. They succeed, and Bob is going to love this. And this is what we do in our classes with two really unique qualities to it. They succeed because their brains have built, write this word down, you're going to love this, you guys, because you can look. What is this person's pattern library? Mental maps of situations they've seen before. When something unfolds, they recognize the pattern instantly and move with clarity instead of hesitation. That's what rapid skill acquisition looks like, and that's what you're going to get in the two offerings I'm going to announce tonight. But it turns out that there's a lot of research being done on rapid skill building, just like we do in our classes. So you're rewiring. What if you've been in really bad teams? What if you've never been on team? What if you've never had to hire and notice what somebody's nervous system, going beyond just a great resume or what they've done, to being in a situation where you want to hire people for this new world, for this new, like a world that's going to have all new rules. You're going to have, common law. You're going to have quantum processes. Everybody's going to have to be really, here's the word, adaptable and skillful at learning. And so we have two offerings for you so that you're not going to walk into an environment and just take what anybody says. You're going to be able to have just enough. You don't have to be expert, but you have to have just enough so that you will be able to make decisions because you can perceive things better. People that are experts are able to see things that other people can't. That's the difference. And what we're trying to do, what we are doing, building the ability to see and know things earlier. So you can know things, so you can make decisions, so you can be clear, so you can be in that unhurried clarity and trust yourself to make good decisions. Even when you have people help, this is all designed, not so it's all on you. It's telling you who's got to be in the room with you, how to anchor yourself in your highest identity, how to get skillful in recognizing what is the right ecosystem of people to be around you. So we have two offerings. We have the new teams, and that is a previously recorded class. You've heard the testimonials. And that is really good for getting you started. It's $100. All of our classes are $100, mostly $100. $100, so $50 a class. But here's what's unique about these classes. You're getting sonobiological training, which means we use sound and we go into meditation. So you're learning things at a deeper level, getting it into your limbic system so it actually becomes your skill set, gets wired into your brain. We go through strategy, we go through skills, we go through your communication. You get all that. But when did you ever get something that was sonically designed to restructure your nervous system so you're calmer? You learn a new skill, and you're able to see yourself embodying that skill. That's what makes these really deeply unique. And we're very proud of the people that, you know, they're the ones that are perceiving early. You don't want to be learning this on the go when it's everything is on top of you all at once. You just don't. Bruce, remember what James said. Tell them what James said, and I'd like you to say this at the end of the call. What did James say? I feel sorry for those people. Go ahead.
Which James are you referring to?
James, our James from the pod. He said,
our James, yeah. I feel sorry for people that haven't taken advantage of Sue's classes.
Yeah. Because it's going to be like, because it's going to be so much to learn. So here are your two. This is going to make it so easy, gentle. Your body doesn't learn. Your mind doesn't learn. Your heart doesn't learn. When you're cramming, doesn't learn.
Mm-mm.
So what you want to do is first, you could listen to two classes this weekend, and it's called New Teams. And you're going to be learning what to see, what to perceive, things you want to be thinking. You could do 2 hours of that, 1 hour and 1 hour. Now, when you think about the fact you have projects, but you don't have projects, you have people. You have people. And what you're going to learn is to trust yourself and then get grounded, and you're going to trust how you navigate getting the people that you trust to get onto your project. Now, if you don't have that, what's going to happen? You're going to feel like, okay, I told the Zim Center, I have projects, I have to get these people, I have to feel comfortable articulating what my project is. Do you want to feel that, or do you want to feel calm? Like, I know how to ask, I know how to get the team started. Or do you want to have all that in your nervous system? I don't think so. You can actually be calm. You know how if you watch somebody doing a recipe, you don't feel so anxious if you're cooking something for the first time. You need support. These are designed to support you. Okay, so that's one. New teams, Bruce. Say what James said.
I'm
showing Bruce how to sell it out at the end. Live. Sure.
I got new teams. I got new teams.
Well, I mean, the only reason.
And it's not a class 11 either. It's not a class 11.
We're in the sovereign era.
This is
the only reason we're doing this is why?
Activation era.
Right. No, it's the sovereign
activation
advantage.
Era,
S-A-E. Advantage.
Activation energy. No, sovereign advantage era.
Sovereign,
you know what SAE?
Era.
Sue, do you know SAE? SAE was a very high-end amplifier, power amplifier.
Okay,
that's
okay.
How I'm going to remember.
Please don't take us
SAE.
Off topic. Please.
No,
and
okay.
I know a chopper boss is watching me do this. Anyway, so watch this. the whole reason, and you can see we do big things here, but we do it with clarity, joy, and purpose. Why? Because we want to make it so you're joyfully walking in with competence and skill, and you're going to trust yourself and the people you're working with to build your teams. Why is that important? Well, do you think God wants you to do that? Do you think it's important to be able to have that skill? So that's one. New teams, sovereign advantage. If you want to participate in that, we're going to go into the 19 different CEO skills that were just interviewed and what they talked about and how to go into depth so you don't make mistakes in a startup and you are able to just walk it out step by step, step by step. So the sovereign advantage is going to show you how to deepen what you took in the new teams. And you're going to be live with a group of people. And you're basically raising your hand to say, I want to get this in my nervous system early. That's what you're doing. If you're hearing this and a little buzz is going on in your head, in your being, it's because you want to make it easier for yourself to just internalize this architecture and be a person that has leadership, this is the word, leadership radar. Leadership radar. You want to be the person that is fueled by Christ, neuroscience research, and people that, you know, have a regulated, focused nervous system that can perceive the patterns because they got trained early to make good decisions. That's basically it. So you have two offers. Send us an email to Integrated Minds, integrated minds@hushmail.com, and just say, you can get both, you can get one, you can give them as gifts, whatever. We have one goal, and that is to make sure this is as comfortable, Christ-based, neuroscience-informed, and just clarity-enhancing. So this is a beautiful journey for you, and it can happen. I've been doing this for 35 years. It can definitely, you can create miracles if you come and learn how you're going to design your best future based on the latest research and without very precise training. So that's my segment for tonight. New teams, Bruce, and sovereign advantage. Nice and simple.
Sovereign advantage. Couldn't make it simple, like, yeah. SAE, like I suggested. SAE. Sovereign advantage.
Well, I like your.
SAE.
Listen, it's a huge advantage. It's a huge advantage. It's like going to a school, not going to high school, but going to a little school where six people are in the room and you're really focusing.
Oh, I know that
depth.
School. Yeah. I get it.
So it's like.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be
prepared. Do people know how to spell sovereign? Can you spell sovereign? S-O-V-E-R-E-I-G-N.
Okay, listen,
sovereign.
Because we got to get to Bob.
Yeah.
So, Bob's smiling. I hope he's smiling.
Bob's rolling his eyes.
I mean, this is like a fine meal. We've got three geeks. We've got Bruce is the Intel geek. We've got Bob is the wholeness and just making sure that everything comes together so your body can take in the sovereign advantage. And I'm the future of leadership geek who's going to do anything she can in her power to make it easier so this new earth, the Christed kingdom, can come to this earth. So if you want to join us, watch Bruce invite you to see if you can spell sovereign.
Yeah, really. If you can't, just put S-A-E. If you have trouble with sovereign or advantage, just put S-A-E in all capital letters, and you're not yelling. Just put it in the subject line. S-A-E 100 or new
teams.
Not new deal. New teams. I was thinking deals. New deals. New teams 100. New teams. It's $100.
Yep.
Let them know that you have PayPal or not, and then put your phone number and your name in the body of the email and send it, like Sue said, to integratedminds@hushmail.com.
And your closing is just to really make sure they understand we're trying to make the transition smooth for them. And this is designed to do that.
Okay. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome. Thank you
for your segment.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. SAE. Sovereign Advantage Era. Era. Okay. Thank you, Sue. Bob? Are you out there, Bob? Bob, are you doing a little night putting? I love when Bob puts a golf ball on the carpet to a little golf hole. And practices, works with the grain of the carpet, just like a grain on a golf green. Well, Bob, I know you've got something up your sleeve tonight. I know we have a new sale, yes. And I know you've got some new information and possibly all new testimonials. So fire when ready, Bob.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. I'm claiming my sovereign time.
Amen.
It's going to take about.
For you, Bob.
It's going to take about 2 minutes.
2 minutes. It's going to lay up longer than that.
Yeah. No. And then that way, if Sue wants to reclaim some time, she can.
Oh no. Okay.
My segment's going to be really short.
Okay.
I did want to let people know, if people have been waiting for their super strong pain roll-on, it is supposed to arrive on Monday. So if you haven't already and you want to make sure you get some, go on to the website and go to the super strong page. There's a button there that says notify me. So if you click it, put in your email, we'll know right away that you want to get some when it arrives Monday. So the testimonials we got were really short and sweet. There's like a whole bunch of them that say things like, I use it in my shake every morning. Good stuff. Then I have another one that's about collagen. Another one about collagen. I'm noticing a change in my energy level, and my knees don't ache as much.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Another one comes about vitamin C and magnesium. I like combining the magnesium with the C. I need both daily. So we got a whole bunch of these little short ones, but. And one I wanted to talk about was the lady who's noticing a change in energy level and her knees don't ache as much.
Yeah.
And this is a really big deal because up until now, when people would get bad knees, bad hips, they would start to hobble around. And I've seen it happen in thousands upon thousands of people. When you get to a certain age and your knees and hips ache all the time, you really have a choice of going for surgery and knee and hip replacements or continue to hobble around in pain. And it was one or the other. And now we're getting these testimonials that have been going back for a few months now with people who are having their pain diminish and or go away completely. And here's a person who is saying, and also my energy level went up. Well, when you're in pain, your energy level is going to be low. It takes a lot of energy to be in pain because you're fighting it. And you're trying to, you use a lot of mental energy trying to ignore it or think of something else. And as the pain starts to go away, your energy is going to come back and you'll be able to start moving around again. And as your cartilage begins to be restored, you will eventually be able to get back, you know, to your regular exercise. And this is just so important for people to know because almost everyone knows somebody who has issues with pain in their knees, in their joints. And I spoke to a man today, Bruce, who hasn't been listening to the call for a while and didn't know that we had collagen. He's been real busy taking care of his 90-year-old, pretty frail wife. And he's had, he's developed bone on bone in one of his ankles, and it's absolutely killing him. And I was
Lord.
Didn't you know that we have something for that now? That restores the cartilage and blocks the pain? And he was like, I've got to get that, like, right now. As soon as I hang up the phone, I'm getting my order in for it. And it's just really good for people to really take notice of these new developments, these new inventions, and especially because we can get the evidence of it through this testimonial system. These are real live people, and this testimonial system will not allow for testimonials to be put in if they can't verify that the person actually bought that product. So it's a fail-safe way to make sure you don't have fake testimonials.
That's right.
And we have to let them have access to our database as part of our agreement with the Lux Reviews company. They have to be able to be allowed to verify that these people are for real. And so those were the testimonials that came in that were worth noting. And also, as you said, Bruce, we do have a sale. This is the time, and boy, I can tell you a lot of people have been taking advantage of this just in the last day. We've put our Boomer Boost on sale at a buy one, get one half off price. And lots of people have been taking advantage of it. And some people have been ordering two sets, which is the limit is you get two sets or a total of four. And the other product that's on sale at that same price is our heirloom barley. And people say, well, why the heirloom barley, why not the gladiator barley? Well, it's based on inventory, right?
Yes.
And so earlier this week, we placed an order with our supplier, Ken, up in Canada, to get more barley, both gladiator and heirloom barley, plus more probiotics and lignans.
Right.
And so now, because we have more of the heirloom barley than the gladiator, which we have enough gladiator barley to get us through till the next order arrives.
Right.
When the next order arrives, we'll have some extra heirloom barley. So we thought, okay, we got our order placed. We have a good estimate of what's going on. Let's give people a discount on the heirloom barley. So that's why that's on sale right now. All right, then the other product that's on sale is our B vitamins, and that one's an even better deal. You can now get our B vitamins. We have a lot of people that get them, and now you can get a two-month supply for the price of 1 month. This is a buy one, get one free.
Right.
And same thing get up to four in total or two sets of it. And if you need help, navigating it, give us a call at the office. If you can do it on your own and place the order right now, even though it's busy because of the sale, Bill is doing a really great job, and he's getting everything out by the next day. So people place an order tonight, it'll get mailed tomorrow. Place an order tomorrow, it will get mailed on Monday. Bill doesn't work on Saturdays and Sundays. And so if you're listening tonight and you want to get it out in the mail by tomorrow, go ahead and order it tonight, and it'll end up going up. Bill tries a lot to get orders out that do come in on Friday, but, you know, the mailman comes and leaves at a certain time, and so orders that come in late in the afternoon won't go out. But sometimes he's able to get enough time to send out orders on Friday that came in on Friday during the day, but not always.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I am Bruce. That's what I got for tonight. It's quarter after 10, and I yield. I yield the remainder of my time to the senator from what's the name of that state you live in?
Yeah, really. Bob, thank you for yielding. He's talking about you, Sue. It's what he's going to yield to.
Oh, okay.
But it's not where Cape Cod is. But thank you, Bob, for yielding the remainder of your time to moi, to me.
You're welcome.
And before I get into what I was going to talk about, let's realize, you guys, how to get to Bob's website. How do you get there? To put in these orders, to let them know, hey, when you get the Super Strong in, you push that button and they'll activate it. They'll contact you for an order. They'll contact you on probably with that email that you put. So make sure to do it. But you got to go to BigCallUniverse.com, BigCallUniverse.com. That's my site. When you get there, you'll see a banner at the very top of the page that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So you click on it, boom, it'll take you right into Bob's website. You can go through and look at the various products, and you can also pull the product menu down and look at the on sale tab, and that'll tell you the same thing that Bob was saying tonight about buy one, get one half price on Boomer Boost and buy one, get one half price on Heirloom Barley, and also buy one, get one free on the Vitamin B Complex, which is what I need to order. I need to get on that thing tomorrow, get that coming in. And then, of course, if you you can go through the site and see everything that's there. You can read the testimonials. All of that is right there for you. And if you need to call customer support for anything, you just call the 800 number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And it's almost Eastern Daylight Time. This Sunday, 2 a.m. in the morning, we go on Daylight Savings Time again. Thank God. And we'll get an hour more of daylight as it grows, at plus 1 minute more each day until June 21st or 20th. So I'm happy about daylight savings. I think it's great. I wish we'd stay on it and never have to change to get off of it. But we'll see what happens on that. So far, not yet. All right, now, so you know how to get to the Bob site. You know how to call if you have an issue, but 98.97% of the orders come in online. A very small percentage comes in with people calling customer support to put an order in. However, they will do that if push comes to shove. So you check it out and just be real happy. These are good sales, and they're already taken off, and I'm happy that they are. Okay, I got a pet peeve I want to say first before I get into my intel. This is pre-intel. You know how there's a French word called concierge, C-O-N-C-I-E-R-G-E, concierge.
Yep.
So some people pronounce it concierge. And I go, wait a minute, wait, where's the je? Where's the je? Where's the G-E? Concierge. Now, you don't have to have the French R like I do. You don't have to say concierge, but you could say concierge. And if you can't say the je, say je. Je, concierge, concierge. You don't have to say je, je, concierge. Do you say garage when you're trying to say garage? You say, oh, let me pull my car into your garage. No. You say, open the garage door, please. Garage, concierge, garage, concierge. All right. I think I got my message
God,
out
that's
soon.
Funny. Oh, that's funny. That was was a nice little palate cleanser.
Thank you. Yes, it was. We need garçon, another bit of sorbet to cleanse my palate, please. You know, that's what they do, Sue. They use sorbet as a palate cleanser, don't they?
I know yes. That, but what I meant to say about being in the same room when that happened with you.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Say again.
I'm sorry, I would have burst out laughing.
Sue, say again.
Oh, you
did. No.
Well, I'm glad you do.
I would have burst. Oh, God, that's
Sue,
funny.
Sue, your laugh is a palate cleanser, okay? Okay, can we talk? It is.
Oh.
It is already. And everybody's going, come on already with the intel. Come on already.
Yeah, go for the intel.
Well,
go for the intel. But that
all
was
right,
good.
Here we go. We're gonna do it. First of all, thank you, Bob. I enjoyed that mini segment. It was very good, but I wish you could have gone longer. And Bob says, I wish I could have too. So, listen, guys, I've got couple of cool things for you tonight. First of all, let's talk about, this is kind of an important subject. The idea of going to the Redemption Center is that you go in, if you were the primary person that bought the currency, that stayed up, that listened to the big call, that whatever, if you're married and you're the primary person of that, that's okay. You can go by yourself, okay? If your spouse is an unbelieving spouse, male or female, and they go, well, that's your thing. You do it. Well, do it. It's okay. If you know a lot more than your spouse and your spouse hasn't really kept up with it because they don't believe in it or something, then you go. You go. Whoever that is, male or female, male, husband or wife, whoever it is, that's the main person. Now, hopefully many, many, many couples are equally yoked in this venture that we're on. Hopefully. But if not, whoever is the main person that bought currency and stayed up with it and knows about it, that's the one they want to talk to at the Redemption Center. Okay? Just saying. All right. Here's the thing that's important now. I found this to be confirmed to me today. The call centers, of which we believe there are six, we think there are five in the U.S. and one in Canada, the call centers operate using artificial intelligence, AI, our best friend, sort of, not really. All right, so AI will be used to receive your call, and be polite, I'm not going to yell at the AI, I'm going to be nice. And they can put you onto the Redemption Center. In other words, they can transfer your call to the Redemption Center where your zip code indicates is closest to you. So know your zip code. So at some point, you'll probably enter that in on your dial pad, and they'll route your call to that redemption center, and you'll speak to a live person, human, to a live human being who can navigate the very end of your appointment setting arrangement. Okay? So AI on the front end, and a live human person on the back end. That's what we're looking for. Well, that should be good for us. I just want to put that out there. We had one of our sources say, pay attention to what happens on the 7th. That's Saturday, 2 days away, the 7th of this month, March 7th. And we did get, what was that to pay attention to? Why? What for? This is where we don't get a complete backfilling of the information. And another source said something similar, but they said, let's see what happens on the 7th. One said, let's see what happens Saturday. And one said, let's see what happens on the 7th. So there's something there, and you know what it could be, and I hope it is? It could be the start of the tariff dividend payments going out to us. It could be that. That's a possibility, that the Saturday, the 7th, 2 days, is when we'd start seeing dividend payments come in by direct deposit. Okay? I'm hoping that's the case. And why? Because the next part of the intel is that emails have gone out to Redemption Center leaders that indicate to them that our notifications for Tier 4B, Internet Group notifications, meaning containing the 800 number, would come out Sunday night, which translates to us as Monday morning, because they won't be operating call centers and redemption centers on Sunday or Sunday night at 10 or midnight, okay? But they would have them open in the morning, call centers and redemption centers, on Monday morning. So I believe what we're going to see is our notifications coming in our email, possibly overnight Sunday, but quite possibly wake up to them on Monday. And I wouldn't stay up all night looking for it either. I'd just get up at your regular time on Monday, and if it's there, great. You've got it, and you can go through and dial it up and set your appointment. So theoretically, at this point, we're looking at a Monday notifications in the morning and a Tuesday start for exchanges, most likely Tuesday. And I know we've been pushed, you guys. I know we've been moved. And maybe the conflict in Iran has something to do with it. I know that we've taken out 20 different ships so far. And they're just, you know, we're wearing them down is what we're doing. But we still need to see a government change. And we're going to see it, I believe. And you know what? A lot can happen in a day. Today is day 5, if I'm right. Starting Sunday morning at 4-something in the morning, it was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today was day 5. And they've got this thing, I think, mostly done. And, you know, President Trump said initially this could go for days. Now, I don't know if he meant F-O-R days or F-O-U-R. No, he said this could go for weeks. This could go for weeks. And I think it's not F-O-U-R. It might have been F-O-R, 4 weeks. So it could. But he also said on like day 2, he said we did more. We've gotten more than he thought would be done in 2 weeks, done in the first hour of day 1. So that's like, whoa, what are you saying here, President Trump? Are you saying we're ahead of schedule? Yes, he did use that term. We're ahead of schedule. Now, are we so far ahead that this could be wrapped up this weekend? I hope so. Hope these guys get a clue and lay their arms down, and we can rebuild that, whatever we need to do to help them rebuild their government, because we've got advisors that can help them. And, you know, but it might not be over this soon. Now, here's another thing that is pertinent to this. Let's say we do get numbers Monday morning and we're able to set our appointments and get started. Could this conflict in Iran be a cover for us going for exchanges? In other words, people are watching, if they're watching the news or whatever they're doing, they're a little distracted, and they are able to focus on something other than us going to the banks, or to the, in our case, to the redemption centers. Now, this came, it was a suggestion that I had, that I talked to one of my guys about, and the next day he told me the same thing I suggested to him. But he got it from a military source. So maybe I was thinking the same way they were. I don't know. I'm just saying it could be used, okay, as cover for us. What else? What about the idea if we did get the tariff dividend deposits, direct deposits, starting Saturday? It means everybody, or a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people would be getting money. Or as we usually say, everybody will have money. Well, if everybody or most everybody has money, then it wouldn't be like they're focusing on us who will have serious money after going through the redemption center process. You know, it wouldn't be such a big deal as it would be otherwise. That's why I think it could trigger with those direct deposits starting Saturday. Now, this is only a thought. This is a projection. I don't know that, but I'm hoping that's what it is. And when we get our emails, which I hope will be overnight Sunday into Monday morning, we can set our appointments and begin exchanges hopefully on Tuesday. That is the plan. Rates are up on bank screens, and some of them are being blocked out on redemption center screens. But it's all good. I can tell you it's all good. And we're going to be very, very pleased with everything that's there. We just have to get started, and you guys know that. Getting those notifications, hopefully Monday morning, is over 50% of the game. We can say game on or game over, because we'll have it, we'll set our appointments, bingo, we're off and running. Then, when we get into the redemption centers and they see that we have dire need, or we explain that we have a dire need and we're a ZIM holder, you get priority, you get to the head of the class, and you get sort of first in line for the med beds. And they'll enter a few keystrokes and you'll be set for a call for you to get a med bed appointment. And it should be, for those of us who have dire need and ZIM, you should be able to get in 5 to 6 days. Now, when will the public be aware of these and go in and get started on their appointments? I don't have that date. It could be mid-April. It could be April 1st, possibly, or around that first week. I'll tell you what is going to be happening this month in, like, okay, April, no, let's go back to March. March 15th is a Saturday. March 16th is Sunday. No, wait, I got to check this. Hold on. Friday's the 13th, 14th Saturday, 15th is Sunday. March 15th is Sunday. Monday's the 16th. We're talking about getting some debt forgiveness for under Nasara starting 15th, 16th. Now, will anything happen Sunday, the 15th? I don't know. Maybe. But I would probably say it's more likely on Monday, the 16th. So that would be great news. That would be great. And by the way, oh, I just thought of this, Sue. You know, the 8th is Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's when supposedly the emails or notifications would be triggered that evening.
Oh.
I'm just saying. The 8th is China's number. And I just now put that back together. So it may be significance from a numeric point of view, and it may mean nothing. And we just wake up to them on Monday morning, which is the 9th. Gosh. So.
Well, the thought that they're triggered is significant, though.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So keep
it's
that
they're
in
working
mind.
With the quantum mechanics of that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So this is going to be really interesting to see. First of all, does anything happen Saturday, the 7th, 2 days from now? Do we see anything? Do we see anything in our bank accounts as a direct deposit from tariff dividends? Could that be the thing that is supposed to happen on Saturday? And you know I'll find out about it between now and Saturday, but I don't have it now. I don't have it. We don't get every answer. We don't have when Doge is going to start. We don't have when increase in Social Security is going to start to take place. But we do believe that we'll see some Nasara debt forgiveness, which is credit cards zeroed out, mortgages zeroed out, starting 15th, 16th of this month. So we'll see what happens and how long it takes for all that to be brought out. What about EAS, EBS, Emergency Alert System, Emergency Broadcast System? Yes, it is supposed to kick in about the time we're setting appointments or maybe when we're going for appointments. We don't know if it's going to happen this weekend, though. We don't know. But when that happens, that's a really good sign for us, too. Whether we get notified before it happens or after it happens, that's what we want to see. EAS, EBS. And we want this conflict with Iran to be over soon, really soon. And our guys are doing the very best they can, and women in the military are doing the very best they can to make this thing go. And I think, you know, we keep hearing kind of the best is yet to come, and I think that means, well, I'm not going to say what I think it means. I think it's, listen, we are all believing that this regime change needs to happen. This, it just has to happen, and it is happening. It's done. It is done in Jesus' name. And we are looking forward to a free, sovereign Iran as a Christian nation. And we're looking forward to women and men having equal rights in that culture. And we're just looking for their freedom and their sovereignty and for a real joy-filled life, just like we have here. For the most part, we do. Now, we are supposed to be vigilant, keep our eyes open. If you do see something, you're supposed to say something. If anything looks out of whack, you know, as far as anything, I know that there may be cell groups and all that stuff. I'm not going to propagate that. I'm not going to put that out. I think we're all wise enough to know what happened under Biden with God knows how many million people that came in to this country, unvetted, etc. But keep your vigilance up. Keep an eye out. And if you do see something that doesn't look right, feel free to say something. Now, there will be some blackouts in these sanctuary cities as they go after those cities that will take place. I've heard as few as 17. I've heard as many as 23 cities. And if you live in one, be super vigilant. Okay. And that's really the bulk of the intel, I think, that I was wanting to bring out tonight, Sue. Let's talk about what Sue's offering tonight. Don't forget that Sue has two things that are going on right now. The first is an audio version of her previous class, and it's called New Team. Team, T-E-A-M. New team. And I'm going to try to remove
teams,
new deal from my mind.
New teams, plural.
That's what I thought it was. New teams, plural.
Okay.
New teams,
yep.
T-E-A-M-S. New teams. If you and so you want to go ahead and sign up for that, that's a very effective way to get started and learn about team building and how to build a new team and how to just start off right and learn from, well, years and years, decades, three and a half decades of Sue's working in these areas. Is that better than saying 35 years, Sue? You know, so.
No, I was just like, I'm trying to think of the picture in their head.
There's
a lot of implicit wisdom and experience in those 35 years. That's right.
There is. There's a lot of it. And so what you want to do is go ahead and say, yeah, I'm in. New teams, 100. It's a $100 investment you're making in the course. Two classes you'll get as an audio link. Excuse me. And
wait, can I just may I just say something?
Wait.
If you
because
I'm listening to the intel too. The thing to do, if you can do it, is get that class so you could listen to it because you're going to start building a team right away. So
yeah.
If this happens, like Bruce is saying, you want to be listening to that like right away. So that you start to process,
yeah.
Think what you're, you know, mm-hmm. Who are the people that are going to be surrounding you, supporting you, helping you feel comfortable. That's why you want to get that. Okay, now on to Sovereign Advantage.
Yes, or otherwise known as SAE 100.
Yeah.
Sovereign Advantage Era. If you can spell Sovereign, SOVEREIGN, and Advantage, ADVANTAGE, and Era, ERA, you've got it. But if you can't, or if it's a challenge for you, just put SAE. And think of me with SAE high-powered audio high-end amplifiers. Because
okay,
SAE
keep
was a
going.
Pretty good company. All right,
Distraction. Flourish. Go ahead.
So anyway, yeah, put SAE 100 and just send those emails to Sue. And that's for an upcoming class, by the way. I don't know if everybody got that. The SAE 100 is for the next class. That
so
is
the
a
next
class.
Class is, this is how this is going to happen.
What are your dates?
I was going to, because I've already got people that just, you know, sent. We're going to mail out,
mm-hmm.
If you paid for the class or you want to have the class no matter what,
mm-hmm.
You would get, they're usually, it's a good class. I mean, it's like you're going to get 30, usually about 60 pages, but they're very large type and really easy to absorb. It's not like little type. So you get instruction on how to prevent yourself from getting overloaded, coming from the top CEOs in the country, some
right.
really good tips on what to look for, how to, you know, mm-hmm. how to build your team, just really going
okay.
deep. And we will mail that out on Sunday night. So if you want
okay.
it, let us know.
Let you
and
know
we'll mail
that
it out
you
on
want
FedEx.
That class.
Yeah.
That's
otherwise,
right. That's a course,
if we close,
two classes.
If that, in other words, if we get the numbers on Monday, I'm going to mm-hmm. send to the people that have already invested,
yes.
on, and they want to have that. They want to have that preparation. It's not instruction; it's more preparation. It's going to clear your mind.
Okay.
So I'll send it out on Sunday night, and then. If we don't get, I'm not even going to put that out there. We're going to get the numbers on Monday.
Yeah.
So let's see how it goes. Otherwise, the class starts on Wednesday evening, and the doors close on Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And I'll send you an email giving you all that, explaining the course.
The main thing is to let Sue know that you're interested in that course and that you send her an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. That's integrated, integrated, minds, minds, @hushmail.com. And let her know if you have PayPal or not, and put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email so she'll know who it is, because sometimes you can't tell who you're going to be talking to just by the email, right? So, do that. Send it off to her tonight if possible. You West Coasters out there, come on. It's early where you guys are. Come on. Send it out. And I have a lot more things like concierge that I can share with you at a later time. I may have to do a mini segment like that, Sue. I think I will.
Concierge.
So, thanks, everybody. Yeah, it could be good, though. Could be fun. Especially regarding mispronounced French words. Like, here's one right now. This is one. All right, this is not French, but some people say pronunciation, because the word is pronounce, but pronunciation is pronunciation. Pronunciation. Okay, we got that one out. I won't have to repeat that one, maybe. All right, so listen, let's do this, you guys. Let's all pray that the conflict in Iran is complete, mission accomplished and done as soon as possible, and it does not affect the start of us getting these notifications by email. Okay? We want it to be over because we want everybody safe and we want the new government in Iran to take place and to start up, to be activated. But we also want the RV to come through for us to get notifications and start our new lives, okay? So let's pray along those lines. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for everybody that was here tonight. We do thank Sue and Bob for wonderful segments and their help on the big call. We thank you for Pastor Scott and Jeannie for their continued support of prayer and praise. And thank you for Doug and GCK, and the satellite team, and most of all for Big Call Universe, all of the listeners out there all over the globe that are getting this call and listening to it. And for our French listeners, I hope you appreciate concierge as opposed to concierge, which does not work. Okay, so, Lord God, we just thank you for everybody again, and we thank you that you've got us right smack in the right place to receive this blessing. Help Iran to get a clue and put down their arms and realize that that surrender move is for their own freedom. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to prepare us for this incredible blessing. Give us a wonderful weekend with great information coming in Monday for us in terms of notifications. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thanks again, Sue. Thank you, everybody. God bless you, and have a great weekend. God bless.
Thank you.